It's time now for Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. Today's show is brought to you by Aunt Bee's in downtown Atlantic, a collection of precious things for you and yours. LaVon will have today's program after this.
Before you put away all your Christmas decor, you need to head to Aunt Bee's in Atlantic and add to your Christmas collection. Hi, this is Rachel, and all our Christmas decor is 40% off, including flowers, ornaments, trees, swags, and wreaths. Hurry in because this sale only lasts for a short time. So now's the perfect time to get the things for next year, or if you're still celebrating the holidays, you can shop and save 40% off on all Christmas decor at Aunt Bee's. Aunt Bee's, a collection of precious things for you and yours at 410 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic.
And now with this morning's program, here's LaVon Eblen.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, hopefully you have a good day planned today with maybe some leftover Christmas activities, thinking about coming up for the next holiday, celebrating a new year. And whatever you're doing, we hope you're doing that with good health. What does good health mean to you? Well, we're going to be talking a little more about Blue Zones, but I think we all need to think about, what does good health mean? Does it just mean not having a headache, not having a stomach ache, not getting the flu, not getting a cold? What does good health mean? Well, if we expand that a bit and take a look at what might be causing some of those pretty temporary kinds of ill health, such as having a headache, maybe it relates to being under too much stress. There's been a lot of that going around during this holiday season. Or perhaps it's something in the environment. That comes to mind when I'm thinking about that is I one time was at a place where we got carbon dioxide poisoning. Well, hey, that meant that some part of the furnace needed to be fixed. So it goes on. It's kind of like that stone dropped in the water, you know, with all the ripples. It's not just the primary point of entrance, but all of the things that relate to it. So good health for many of us is just so many different things. But what's good health to you? As I said, it might be as simple as not having a headache, but it might be more profound in terms of having some kind of ongoing congenital disease or our surrounding, on and on. Anyhow, Blue Zones relates to all of those things. Blue Zones is not just telling us we need to exercise more or eat less fatty foods. It's beyond that. Blue Zones has to do with a community. You know, we used to say it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a community to have a good place, a healthy place to live and be in. Now, many people go, oh, well, you know, big deal. Blue Zones, big deal. Blue Zones was, that's a title put to a team research project where they discovered five areas in the world where people enjoy healthy, active lives with less illness well into their golden years. Not just living longer, but living well during those longer years. And it's looking at those criteria, and I'll mention those in a moment, but taking a look at communities and seeing how they can change. Is this just a, you know, a pie in the sky kind of thing? Well, not really. The community changes that may need to go on to make a healthier community has been tried out in some communities, and one of them was Albert Lea, Minnesota in 2009. And Albert Lea, Minnesota, may be slightly bigger than Atlantic, but it's a very rural area, very, very much like Atlantic and the surrounding area. What were the results? Well, there's many, but here's just a few to tell you that becoming a Blue Zone community does make a difference in people's lives. Life expectancy, this is in Albert Lea, Minnesota, increased an average of 2.9 years. It meant that many of the participants did lose some weight, but it's an average of 2 pounds for the total population. And we know that being overweight causes lots of illnesses. It meant, here we're going to get down to money kinds of things, an average of 21% drop in absenteeism by key employers. What a difference that makes in how a business runs. Also, city employees showed, this figure I think is just almost unbelievable, a 49% decrease in health care costs. 49% decrease in health care costs. And a community-wide effort engaged 68% of the city's local restaurants, 51% of its largest employers, and 100% of its schools, and 20% of its citizens. Now, it's difficult to get 100% of citizens involved, but 100% can benefit from the activities that go on in a blue zone community. Now, 84 communities in Iowa applied to be a blue zone community. 50 of those were invited to come back with a larger proposal saying what they could do, what kind of support might be available in the community. And also you might say, well, what does that mean? What does a blue zone community mean in terms of what happens immediately? And it's there are many resources and helps to make changes in the community that would be positive for everyone. It does work on a community level, and as many people as possible should be involved with this. It needs everyone's support, whether they are out there doing a specific activity or just saying, yes, we want to have our community be a blue zone. And of the 50 communities who were invited to make a larger proposal, only 3 to 5 will be chosen to actually participate and get the resources and so on to move ahead, making a community a healthier place to live. So action, it needs to be taken right now by as many people in Atlantic and surrounding area as possible to say, yes, we will support this movement. Doesn't mean you're saying I'm going to give $10. It doesn't mean that it says you're going to, you know, change your life radically or put in 10 hours a week on working on this project. What it means is that you support the idea of what's happening with a blue zone and you'd like to have your community be a healthier place to live. As I started out kind of talking about health, you know, it is not just body, it's also mind that is included in being healthy. It's focusing on the whole person by encouraging habits such as moving naturally, you know, not having any problems and moving naturally, eating wisely, having the right outlook, being a positive outlook, and finding a sense of belonging. So if you live, work, play, sleep, eat, pray, move, or volunteer in Cass County, blue zones could be a very positive kind of thing for you. Now, the best way, sorry to say, for those folks of you who don't have computers or have email, remember that the libraries are a good source of these. The best way to get more information and the best way to say, yes, I support this, I want to make sure this happens in Atlantic, which affects the surrounding area, is go to BlueZonesProject.com. It's all, of course, one word, BlueZonesProject.com. And then it helps if you put a / Blue Zones on there. But once you get to the main part of that, you can move forward. And there is a way then that you can say you have pledged to support this idea of being a Blue Zone community. That's really important that it get done by January 3rd because the next application step has to be sent in, I believe, on January 4th. So right now is a good time to go to Blue Zones Project and get your commitment in. And it doesn't cost anything. It's pretty easy. If you have apps on your phone, you know, you can do it. You can do it by texting on your phone. And if you need more information, you can call me at KJN tomorrow, or you can call Denise Coder at the 243-7475, and she will give you more information. If you know anything about Healthy Cass County, that's the group that's kind of putting this all together for Atlantic. There are 9 power principles for having a positive, healthy lifestyle that are worked on, that are supported in terms of this Blue Zone that helps people enjoy healthy, active lives with less illness into their golden years. One we've mentioned is moving naturally, being active without having to think about it. And it does make a difference if we have places and ways to do that. Another one is, this is a good time to talk about this. Stop eating when you're 80% full. Does that mean you're going to starve? No, it just means letting your body get the message that you will be full. I think it's 20 minutes that it takes for your stomach to say, hey, I have enough food in it. So that's a little kind of way to kind of cut down on some excess eating. Now, here's one that's sort of interesting. Wine at 5. 1 to 2 glasses of wine daily if you have a healthy relationship with alcohol. Have purpose in your life, not just kind of meandering around, what am I going to do with my life? Also means downshifting, that is getting rid of some of that stress in your life, slowing down, taking a vacation, resting, maybe getting enough sleep. I always worry about our teenagers not getting enough sleep, but a lot of us don't. Being a part of the community, putting loved ones first, and creating a healthy social network. Lots of words there, but just again, I'd ask you to think about what your definition is of good health and knowing that being a Blue Zone community could make that a better one. So until next time, until tomorrow, I wish you the best of health in the new year.
Before you put away all your Christmas decor, you need to head to Aunt Bee's in Atlantic and add to your Christmas collection. Hi, this is Rachel, and all our Christmas decor is 40% off, including flowers, ornaments, trees, swags, and wreaths. Hurry in because this sale only lasts for a short time. So now's the perfect time to get the things for next year, or if you're still celebrating the holidays, you can shop and save 40% off on all Christmas decor at Aunt Bee's. Aunt Bee's, a collection of precious things for you and yours at 410 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic.
Glad you could join us for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen, brought to you by Aunt Bee's at 410 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call, 243-2980.